Well, praise the Lord.
Alabado ng Diyos.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Only one little page for notes. A whole book. Okay. Well, we had some questions that came up yesterday. And the questions related to traditions. Traditions of the church. Doctrines of the church. In particular, doctrines of the Roman Catholic Church. And I want to take you on a little teaching tour today. And there is no way that we can possibly give you all the information. So many of these things about, I will call her Babylon. The Bible calls her the mother of harlots. And I will take you into the Word today. A little bit about the history. A little bit about the mystery. Amen. And that we would know to discern that which is not true as compared to that which is true and righteous. Now let us start in the last book, in some of the last chapters of the Bible. In Revelation chapter 17, I'll read a few verses here. And then we'll go to a few verses in chapter 18. And start in verse 1 of chapter 17.
Versículo 1 sa capítulo
17. So we're just going to take our time now. We're not in a hurry.
Atong istudyohan isip mayon kung hindi mo pata magdali din niya.
Amen. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying to me, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. So let's just stop a little bit as we go and explain what some of these terms mean. Okay, this is a female that is being described here, a woman. God has nothing against women. No problem. In fact, when you see a woman in type and spiritual type, a type of woman always means a type of church.
Kung mag-isulat ka ni o babae, buti pa sa buti ni ang Biblia, klar, nagatukan iglesia, mao ang iglesia.
You see, the church is a bride. Or at least she expects to be a bride. But from the parable of the 10 virgins, we can see that not all of those who expect to be a bride are going to be part of the bride.
Istorya mahitungod sa napulo ka mabirhin, silang napulo na gunahon na kasila binyuan sa Diyos, pero lima lang di ay ang gibinyuan sa Diyos.
Amen. So we see that this is a woman and this is therefore a church.
Ibu makita din ang kinisya, usa ka babae, o usa, kinisya, simbahan.
But this is clearly not a virgin church.
Pero subo kayo nga dili kini siya dili ingon nga hingpit o putli nga simbahan.
A virgin church is a church that is not mingled in with other lovers other than Jesus Christ.
Dili man ita putli nga simbahan, puti usabon niya na siya hilo kayo, dugo na siya ma kalabigit og lain pa nga kasimbahanan.
She is not going after bishops and such and idols and whatever it is. Her focus is only Jesus and Him only.
Ang putli nga simbahan, wala kini siya nga nagtuon, mahitungod sa mga lideres nga naa na nga gitawag og bishop or mga buta nga iyang ipuli sa Ginoo.
Her loyalty is not to organizations or denominations or sect or anything.
Ang putli nga simbahan nga gitan-aw sa tumoy nga Dios, ang iyahan mo na una lang yun, dili kini mga grupo-grupo kung dili dihan ng Dios pagtulong ani ni Jesus Kristo.
But you know what the definition of a harlot is.
Pero na ato masiguro na sabtan mo kung sa ang kulaguhan sa usang ka babae nga bigamon.
She is unclean. She is not loyal to one husband. She goes wherever there is an advantage for her. She gives herself, and not just for money, but for anything that she can benefit from. And so we're going to see as we read here that there is, we'll get down further, that she, this harlot is also called a mother of harlots.
Atong nahibaluan ni ang dila kay mo na siya simple nga bigaon o dili nahimo pagyud siya inahan sa tanang mga bigaon.
So in other words, there is an original harlot system, but she has spawned other systems that are like her in many ways.
Buti mo sa kundi yan, ang dila kay mo na iyang ihimo ang pagkabigaon sa iyang kinabuhi mismo, pero iya pagyong ipakuyanap kini sa iyang palibot.
Sons of God are those who are like the Father, Jesus.
Ang mga anak sa Dios, buti pa sa buti ana nga nahimo kayo kita nga anak diha sa atong buhi nga Dios.
Daughters of the harlot are those who are like their mother.
Ang mga babae nga mga bigaon, siyempre miliwaw sa siya dito sa iyang mama.
And it says here that she sits on many waters. She sits on many waters. What do these many waters represent? This is the sea. The sea. And the sea represents the world, the many unredeemed, unregenerate people of the world.
Mayong nalitaw ka ng tubig, sama rin ako ni kahulugan diya sa dagat. O ang dagat, nagkakahulugan ka na siya o kalibutan o ang tanan ng mga tao na nagpuyos sa kasalanan.
So if she sits on this, that means that she is above it and she is in control of what's underneath her.
Ang buti pasagot niya na lingkod sa ibang o niini, buti pasagot niya na iya ni kontrolar ang tanan kanila.
You find the Roman Catholic Church has taken control of many, many, many of the poorer nations of this world. She is in control of their politics. And she holds influence over the economy of those places. Where you live has been under the hand, under the control of this Roman Catholic harlot system.
Mauna nga, ang ngayon natong himaluan nga, asa kitang napita, kaya si kontrolor ba siya sa maong nga babaeng bigaw, kadiin gusto niyang ipatudlo sa mata ko sa iyo na naaniya sa iya ang pagamanan.
She has been in control of the laws of this nation, laws that put and hold people in such terrible bondage that they cannot get free.
Siya ang nagkontrolor sa mga tao, kadiin nagani siya baka wala pa sa maong kapus.
And in the next verse it says, she sits on the many waters with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Amen. What do you know about wine? I'm not suggesting that any of you have ever overindulged, but what do you know about it? What does wine do to people? What do drugs do to people? It makes them happy and high. No worry, no problem. Yeah. And it loosens their inhibitions. They do things that they would not do in their right mind. It begins to destroy the families. The husband spends his money on the wine. Wife and children, no food, no clothes. So what she's doing, this is a description of natural wine, but what she is doing is giving spiritual wine to these many waters that she sits on. And it says that they are drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Diha sa pino sa iyang pagpanakaw.
Drunk means they are intoxicated.
Ang pag
They are intoxicated with her doctrines.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to reason the Word of God with a staunch Roman Catholic? And you tell them, but this is what the Bible says. And they say, no, this is what the church says. And so they are drunk. They cannot think. They cannot reason. That the Spirit of God is blocked from them. I don't know if I ever told you this story, but I keep thinking about it. I was about 26 years old. I lived in Alaska. I was single, and I was a public health nurse. And I flew in these little airplanes to go to these villages. And one day the pilot brought his friend, a Catholic priest. And put him in the back seat. We were right behind the pilot, you know, in a little airplane. See, I usually sat right next to the pilot. But today they put me in the back, right behind the pilot, and the priest was here, and I was here. Now, I didn't know anywhere near as much of the Word as I know today. But I knew enough that I was going to confront the priest. And I would not call him father, because the Word of God says, call no man father. So I said to him, I thought, okay, I have to sit here for 2 hours with this priest. What am I going to say? So I said, so I called him priest. I said, priest. Priest John or whoever you are. I said, I have a question for you. I said, now your church believes and practices things that are contrary, opposite to what the Word of God, the Bible, says. I was hoping he would give me an argument, you know, and say, well, what are you talking about? He knew what I was going for. I said, so priest, how do you justify that to me? He said, well, we have the Word of the Bible and we have tradition. And if there's any difference, our tradition is higher than the Word of God. That's the end of my conversation. What else can I say? I cannot tell him, but the word of God says thus and thus. In one sentence, he completely threw out the Bible. And he said, whatever we say is the truth. So you see, the priests are also drunken with this same thing. Indeed, this is the way all of religion is. Now you see, I'm not preaching you religion. I'm preaching you only the Word of God, the Bible. This is why I've said to you in times past, be careful what version you've got. Because on some of these versions, they have changed the words. And they changed the words, and they have Catholic priests and such, Jesuits, that are on their committees to influence the translation so that it is more acceptable to the Roman Church. I went to great lengths to find you the version that is based on the King James Bible. There's a few words in the King James that could have been translated much better. But the King James Bible is based on the Textus Receptus. Textus Receptus. In other words, the received word. And this is the version that a man named Erasmus I don't know the date exactly, but it was somewhere in the 1500s. His family had money. His mother died and his father died. And the Catholic Church came and they took over his estate and they made him a ward of the Catholic Church. See, they're going to do what's best for the child. Yeah, they're going to be the child welfare agency. In those days, they were the everything agency.
Sa ilang panahon, gitawag siya o tanan, wala ay kayo din ko nga ahinsyo.
So they're going to give him a good education. Guess what kind of an education they're going to give him? They send him to all their Catholic schools. And of course, all the schools are Catholic schools. And they saw that he was a bright young man. So they made him go to study to be a priest. But when it came time for him to take his vows to become a priest, and where he had to do the thing about changing the bread into the body of Christ, go ahead. And as I said, he was a bright young man. And being in the Catholic training, he also had an opportunity to read the Bible. And he knew that if he went out to become a priest, he was going to have to do these things, you know, make people come to confession and pray to Mary and all this. He knew he couldn't do it. So how is he going to get out of this? So he said, I want to be a professor. University professor. So I want to go to Rome and study. I want to study in the Library of Rome. So when he got into the Library of Rome, he found all the old texts of the Word of God, the New Testament. And he also got to study some of these Latin things that was not true. And he came to the conclusion that some of the old documents agreed with each other, oh, let's say 98% of the time. But some of the texts that the Roman Catholic Church was using in their Latin Vulgate Bible,
gisulat nila, gisambong dito sa Biblia, gisulat kini siya sa Latino nga mga nga pamati.
Didn't agree. I don't know what number. I'll put 30% here. It might have been less than that.
Siguro tayo. Try to use ito kung niya abot lang basta kayo lang iya siya rin ang grano-grano na ini pero kung limukuhan din niya naran sila lusin na lang ta.
So he said, this is the true word of God. And he found those that agreed with each other 100%.
Unya nagyakinig gisusihan unya ni abot siya o 100% nga kanang ni oil kaniya.
And he said, I'm going to make a Greek New Testament that agrees, that is true, true, true.
Nga mao na nga nakapaawo kaniya isa nga kay isa nga maghimo ko ni sa daan ang bago matugulo kanang pulong nga gikan sa Griko yun tungkol kay gusto ko siya katinuod tinuod tinuod hindi sa Griko nga pinulungan.
Amen. So he put the whole thing. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. He knew languages. He knew Latin. He knew Greek. He knew Hebrew. You see, the Old Testament, the Jews had already preserved it very, very pure. But the New Testament, the Latin that the Roman Church was using had already been corrupted by people from Egypt. So when I say that it agrees with the Textus Receptus or the received text, this is what I'm talking about. Boy, we're not getting very far, are we? Okay, let's keep going. Is this okay, what I'm telling you? All right. All right. So verse 3 says, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Amen. And I saw a woman, this is your false church again, sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of the names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. That's verse 3.
Verse 3, John. Busa siya pinala kana diha sa sulito para yung ngadto sa damingawan. Uga ko nakakita o gusto ka babae nga nagsatray sa gusto ka mapintas ng manila na bulok iskarlata nga puno sa mga ngalan sa pagpasipala na dunay pito kaulo o napulo kasungay.
Pito kaulo o napulo kasungay.
So the woman is sitting on this beast.
Naglingkod nini nga maong mapintas nga mananap na diri ang babae. Babae na siya. Oh. Lalaki man gina.
There she is. Sitting on the beast.
Iya gi manduhan kini siya nagsakay sa maong nga mapintas nga mananap.
I'm not a very good artist. You figured that out already. She's sitting on the beast. I'm not going to describe the beast. I don't have time. It'll take 3 days to describe this beast. The beast is a world government system. Amen. The heads represent nations. The horns represent kings. I believe it's the horns are kings. And the crowns represent titles and positions that these kings have. Yeah, so these horns are leaders. There's only 10. I put too many on here.
Yeah,
there's about 10 there now. And this is, you don't need to know all the details. We really don't know everything about this beast at this point. We don't know for sure who these nations are. But they're going to be, the powerful nations of this world are going to be involved in this. Some people believe that this beast has to come out of Europe. But we know that there are other very powerful nations that are not in Europe. So unless America is destroyed, it would probably be one of these. We know that China is a very powerful nation. So I'm not going to stick my neck out and say who they are. Just to say that it is a world system government. And this harlot system, this woman, here, whoever she is, with her little crown or whatever, this harlot church system, according to the Bible, if you're riding the beast, you are in control of the beast. Nobody can get on a beast and ride it unless you are controlling that beast. So the Bible is giving us a secret that most people do not know. Now, when the Pope comes to the Philippines, millions and millions of the waters come out and cheer, and they're out in the streets of Manila. And every television network in the world reports the event. And when he goes to Argentina, every newspaper and every CNN and everything reports and shows the pictures.
Argentina, mga balita sa Argentina na.
And when we come to town, nobody knows.
Dito sa town, dito sa kilumlungsod, naway na himalo.
See, the newspaper didn't say kingdom people here for 2 weeks seminar. Amen. Thank God we are not known. Amen. Okay, so let's go on. I want to read a few verses here. It said, the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns, okay? So, it's not only this beast, but it is the woman herself, I believe, who is full of the names of blasphemy. Now, what are the names of blasphemy? What, first of all, what is blasphemy? Okay.
Pila ba ka mga butang o nagbutang kinaan nag-desipipiya ka ang mga ngalan sa mga nagpasipala?
What is blasphemy?
Kung sa mga tinipulong nga pagpasipala.
Somebody said insulting.
Buti pa sa buti ka ng insulto ba?
Well, okay, you can come up to me and call me a dirty, rotten crook or something, but that isn't blaspheming me. Well, you could make fun of me because I don't have any hair, but that isn't blasphemy. Well, actually, I have a little. So what is blasphemy? Blasphemy has something to do with the divine, the God.
Ang pulong bihay nga blasphemy sa English ay pagpasipala. Mahimong na siya pagpasipala kung ang atong isulti kini siya kalabot sa pagkadios, no? Sa Ginoo, sa iyang pagkadios.
Now, the Muslim world, if somebody makes a cartoon and they say that that's Allah, then they go and kill the man because they say he blasphemed their God.
Now, kung matumas sa mga Muslim, niya maghimo-himo kanihan ka ng cartoon bitaw ka ng imo ang tutulong ng naong niya mayroon ni putang ni Bog Allah ay patay ka.
So I have a definition of blasphemy.
Mauna nga na ako'y kahulugan rin sa itawag blasphemy o kinipagspasipala.
And that is taking on a title or position that belongs, a man taking a title or position that belongs to God and calling himself by that name. Is that blasphemy? So, what are the names that belong to God?
Father.
Oh, Father, yes.
Okay, sa mga butaga, Father, di ba?
Okay.
Amahan. Reverend.
Oh, yes.
Reverend.
Mga reverend, no?
I'll just put Rev. How about Vicar of Christ?
Bishop.
Vicar of Christ, kanang kapuli ni Kristo.
Now, bishop, the word bishop itself is not a blasphemy.
Ang pulo ng bishop, dili na imong pagpasipala kay naman.
If it were used in the right context. Because the word bishop is a Latin word And it means overseer. And when Paul wrote to the Ephesians and he met with them and he said to the elders, God has made you overseers over the flock. So the thing about that word bishop in the King James Bible is it really doesn't belong there. The word overseer should be the word, and that's the word that is in Acts chapter 20, overseer. But when Paul wrote the same word to Timothy and Titus and said, if you desire to be an overseer, it's a good thing, then the translators put the word bishop there. So you see, the translators were not consistent with the Greek word episcopus. The Greek word is episcopus.
Kaya ang Griego na mamasit ganang pinulungan nga kikuha sa original. Itawag siya o
They took the word episcopus, which is a Greek word, and they put a Latin word in the English Bible, bishop.
Kanang episcopus, no? Gikan yuha na gikan sa Greek mga pinulungan, kunya ang English na Biblia, giinisa ka na siya ngayon sa pinulungan ng Latino, itawag siya bishop.
But the English word is overseer.
Pero kung yung tanaw yung sa kahulugan niya na mga eksyon is kitawag siya ang overseer. Siya ang nagtanaw, naglantaw sa mga tao.
And it is not an office.
O niya, di rin siya yung mga titulo o opisina na to, no?
It is just something that you do.
Na, ang buti pa sa kanya nito, naglantaw nga rin ka sa kong kauban na mao ni mga butang ang ating trabaho mo, ministry siya, trabaho siya.
And in Timothy and or Titus, maybe both, they added the word office. And the word office is not in the Bible. It is not in the Textus Receptus. And this is why we've told you before, your Strong's Concordance has the words that are the Textus Receptus words in their dictionary.
Mauna ang concordance, no? Naa makita ni mo din ha, ang sakto ngayon kung sa itawag na Textus Receptus na madawag ka ng aksentado nga gikan yun sa punong sa Diyos.
Okay, so yeah, I don't want to get into all the only other example I think of right now is the word shepherd, where Jesus said, I am the good shepherd of the sheep. Okay, it was translated, poimeon is the Greek word, shepherd is the English word.
Ang atong mahihintang lang yun, no? Kining kapita, kining puno nga pastor, no? Gikan ka na siya, ikuha, gikan sa Gringo nga pinulungan nga puimen. Buti pasabot niya na is shepherd. This ka na ang konsepto, gikan ka na sa konsepto yung mismo, kasi ni Kristo Jesus, na siya man ang dako nga siya man ang great shepherd, sa ato pa, dili na siya, insakto nga, imong inong nga, pastor, shepherd siya, motong sabot siya ang nga, tanaw, nagpantay sa mga tao, sa kalag sa tao.
But in Ephesians, when they listed the five ministry, the translator changed it to pastor, which is another Latin word.
Mao na nga sa Ephesians kapitulo 4, no? Yung makita din nga gipulihan kanang pulong nga shepherd or pagbalantay unta, gipulihan siya og pastor nga diin kanang pulong nga pastor, gikan siya sa Latino nga pinulungan.
And again, it is not a title or an office. But you see, men take it and they want the title.
And
men want to be called pastor. Pastor Edmar, Pastor Mark, Pastor Bob, Pastor Joe, Pastor Bill. Yeah, so pastor is not a name of blasphemy unless you are taking the place of Jesus Christ.
Maghimo na ni sa pagpaspala kung ikaw mismo nga nagdumala sa simbahan, ikaw maghari-hari po si Kristo.
Now, this term, vicar of Christ, what does that mean?
Kanang bulo yung sabot niya na mga mga nga siya ang puni ni Kristo. Nanini sa pwede yun, hindi na pwede ang pulihan si Kristo.
The Pope says he is the vicar of Christ.
Nga si ang Papa, no, ang mingon siya nga ako ang puni ni Kristo. Kung sa tungo, kakita na ako, kita ni Kristo.
That means he is saying, I am the vice Christ. Christ is not here. So I am Christ. No, he really believes this. This is not a joke. The Catholic people believe this. And one of the popes recently, I don't know when, maybe 100 years ago, he made the proclamation that everything the pope says can never be wrong. He is always right. He is infallible.
Dugog naman siguro mo, nakatungkat dito, napatay ang Papa na dito ang Himo ng Pusantos karon. Na, yung siya kung ang tanang ay sunti sa mga sa po, kini siya walay sayo, kini siya tinuod yun.
So, have they been infallible?
Ha? Tinuod ba na? Wala siya walay sayo, walay pantot o tamahan.
What about, do you remember the history of Galileo?
Si Galileo, writer.
He was a scientist, and Galileo discovered that the Earth goes around the Sun.
Siya ang usaka, siyentipiko nga nagkaroon siya na ang kalibutan ang lingin, nagtuyo ang kalibutan.
And the Pope said, no, everything goes around the earth. So he sent his soldiers or his priests or bishops or something to Galileo, down on his knees, you know. And they said, you recant what you said or we will kill you. So he, Galileo said, okay, I recant. Here, I'll sign your paper. I was wrong. So they said, okay, now we won't kill you. He said, and he got up and he said, but that will not stop the earth from going around the sun. So much for the infallible Pope, the Vicar of Christ. Now you see, Christ would have known how the earth goes. Amen. Okay, let's get into, verse 4, I'll read this quickly. It says, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. That's verse 4.
Iskandata o gidetayanan sa bulawan o mga o sa mahalon ng mga bato o mga perlas narunay sa kabulawan na upaliha sa iyang kamot na puno sa mga dinuntanan o kabukaw sa iyang lautang paligilawas.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth.
Og nana sa iyang abdang may sulat ang usa ka ngalan, Misteryo Babylonia, ang batugan, ang inahan sa mga bigaon ng mga dulutanan sa yuta.
And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs, amen, and with the blood of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
All right, but we'll quit.
All right, so we see who she is now, really. And the Bible is saying that her judgment is coming. Well, I have a lot of detail I'd like to get into, but I think it's time to break because I think your food is here.